noche, vemos.
Suecia, buenas. It's marked, okay, proof.
Yeah, I know, I'm glad somebody.
That was more than.
That's yours, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, it is.
What was the name again?
Jesus Valencia, buenas. Jesus Valencia, buenas.
Yeah, Valencia, buenas.
Sure.
Okay, sir.
Oh, here it is.
Okay, sir, Mr. Nero, the Honorable Mr. Nero will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Can you hold your head up so we can see your face, sir?
Can't, because he's chained.
Okay, well, but sometimes you can't do it. If you can, it works better. Okay. All right, so I need you to state your full name and ABC number for the record, please.
Jesus Charles Valencia, Westwood.
Thank you, sir. You've been for the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. On the screen in front of you to the far left is the Honorable B.L. Rittenhouse. Then we have the Honorable Michael Johnson, who's acting board chairman. To all the way to the right is the Honorable Louis Canolas. My name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead. Also in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner, who's from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today. But prior to this hearing, sir, you received the notification form advising you of the hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, on that form, you're notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Do you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today? All right, this time I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yeah, I do.
Now, you're hearing we conduct in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. Phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do for phase one, sir, is I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, that I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Okay, so allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer for a face-to-face office contact visit on May 21st, 2018, as verbally directed on April 17th, 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That was reported on May 21st, 2018?
That says you were supposed to report on May 23rd, 2018, is when you were supposed to report in, and that you had been directed to do so on April 17th of 2018.
I thought the warrant was issued May 21st, 2018.
Okay, well, this is the warrant wasn't issued until June, but the according to this, on April 17th, 2018, your parole officer instructed you to come in for a face-to-face contact on May 21st, 2018, and the allegation is that you did not report in on the 21st of May. So that's what I'm asking. Is that true or false, sir?
Yeah, only about 3 days later because I was dropped.
Okay, did you report in on the 21st?
I mean.
So the allegation is true, correct?
Yes, it's true.
Okay. That's just, we got to move into phase two, and then we'll have a little more chance to discuss it, okay? All right, so based on the admissions of Mr. Valenti-Orales, I am going to move to find the reason as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Canolas, Mr. Johnson. All right, so we're going to move into phase two in a moment, but before we do, Mr. Turner is going to give some background information. So we'll stay on the phone and I'll give that back with you, okay? Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. Valencia Morales was released from ABC custody on 1/24/2018 and arrested on 12/19/2018 by ABC as a self-surrender. No new charges were noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12/19/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 3/24/2019 with 212 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, burglary, second degree, 4 years, 6 months. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he is a suspected member of the STG New Mexican Mafia of Arizona. He has no prior terms in supervision. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with conspiracy, drugs, and intoxicants noted. Other arrest, 2004, possession, sale of marijuana, Arizona juvenile probation. 2006, aggravated DUI, Arizona unknown. 2008, burglary first degree, Arizona County Jail. 2008, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona County Jail. He has a GB score of G6, V6.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so we're going to the summary of the case supervision. So we were approved to reside at 10010 South Nogales Highway, number 8, Tucson, Arizona. And that was the only place you were assigned to live. When you were absconded, sir, where did you go for that 212 days you were gone?
The 212 days I was working. I had a daughter October 17, 2018. When I relapsed, I called John March and I went into the office when I was a task to draw. They just sent out the head supervisor and I told me I had relapsed and that my wife was pregnant and that I needed help. But when I got out January 24, 2018 to Maury, they told me that we got program would try to help me as they were sending me back. So when I went out to ask for help, after I went to drop my task, I went in and I told my doctor when I relapsed that they could help me. John Rush told me to call him back. Basically, when I called him back, he was going to have a plan for me, basically to spare my face. So I got mad. I was like, he basically told me when I got out in Memorial in January, he told me you were over here to help me in a program or help me with some kind of rehab. So that basically, he lied to me and didn't keep his end of the bargain. So I did what I had to do, make sure like my daughter and my wife were safe, everything was situated, and I had to make sure myself was in. I mean, I was not doing crime, but I wasn't doing anything.
Okay, you said you were working. What kind of work were you doing? That's commendable. All right, for your programming, Part of programming is being referred to different places. One is you were referred to Life on Terra Behavior and Health Services. Okay, the other part of it was you were assigned a task for random UAs. On March 1st, you tested positive for cocaine and morphine, and then you missed four in February and March and April and May. You missed UA jobs. But you say you would relapse, so you were having a drug problem during that time, correct, sir?
Yes, and I went in there, and you can call me for several days, so it's my role as well, sir. I went in there, and I went up, and I told them when I hit it, that I read that. And they both told me they would come up with a plan to have me get out. And basically, when I called back to ask for help, to see if they had some kind of plan right now, basically, like John Walsh told me, basically, like, spit in my face, like, so you told me whenever I read, you didn't have me, no problem, if I needed it, if I read that, so come talk to you guys. That's what I did, I went to drop, and then I went straight to the office and I told them. Then another thing would come up early, I relapsed, and I get some hot, the program was ended, and they were good.
Okay, but let me ask you this, they didn't have exactly what you wanted, so you got upset with them, and a scoundrel. So during, let me ask you a question, during that 212 days, or the 212 days that you had, that you were gone, without contacting your parole officer, did you get help and cure your problem, or is it just the same now as it was then?
I went up to Green House, the third repentant, and I was up there for like 2 weeks. And then I came back and I started to miss me.
Okay, well, I mean, the thing is substance abuse is a terrible thing. And especially if your problem is heroin and morphine, those drugs are very, very, very addictive and hard to break. But the key to the whole thing as far as getting off drug is you. You're the key. Nobody else. Nobody else can help you unless you want to be helped. And if you get mad because you don't get it exactly when you want it or how you want it or where you want it or doesn't do what you want to do, show everybody just how tough you are by just getting mad and leaving didn't do you any good. You would have been done with your sentence. You would have been done with your sentence in August and would have been a free man to do whatever you wanted. But, you know, this has got you more trouble and a longer record, and you're going to have, you know, you've got more time to have it on to your sentence because you were a scoundrel. So, did you ever, La Frontera is where you referred. Did you go and try to do intake with them?
Yes, I did. Right there on the 10th and 29th, right there on the corner.
So when you went to La Frontera and they said they didn't have anything right then or they couldn't help you right then or we talked, did they tell you they wouldn't help you or did they just tell you you're going to have to wait?
They told me they had a 2 month waiting list and I called John Marshall and told him what they told me and I gave him the baby's name and everything and he called on the verifier.
Okay. Well, I'd say it's unfortunate that they can't always take you in immediately when you get there, but there is a lot of people with drug problems right now, they only have a certain number of beds and a certain number of counselors and a certain number of things they can do, so they have to schedule out their resources. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. No questions? Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board will be going into discussion, make a determination shortly, but before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement if you would so like to. Anything else you think the board should know before making a decision? We just ask you don't repeat all the information we've already covered. So is there anything else you'd like to tell us, sir?
I don't know, maybe, hopefully for a second chance. I mean, it's not like I was really bad, but yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. I will say it's commendable that you did self-surrender, but the board does know that. All right, the board is going into discussion to make a determination now. We'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. So we ask you to remain silent, but stay there on the phone, and once we've made a determination, I'll get right back with you, okay?
All right,
well, this is an unfortunate situation for sure. It seems that Mr. Valencia Wells knows he has a drug problem and was trying to get some help, but when the help wasn't immediately available, instead of trying to work with it and go with the flow and behave, he decided that it was, he just go and try to take care of his family and everything, and in the long run, it didn't work out very well. But the 212 abstaining, I don't seem a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members, if there's any. No discussion. Okay, so based on all the information, we want number 2018-1814, the testimony of Mr. Valencia Morales and the information from the Department of Corrections. I'm going to move the revoke to community supervision of Mr. Valencia Morales as he's a delinquent violator, terms of condition of supervision and had lapse or is about to lapse in the criminal ways or company, specifically continuing drug use. Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Ms. Rittenhouse and Mr. Knowles. Right, so the board have voted to revoke your committee supervision at this time. According to our paperwork, you're scheduled to get out in about 55 days, less than 2 months, March 24th of 2019. At that time, you will be done with the Department of Corrections, and you won't have to worry about a PO, but if you still have that drug problem, you need to make the arrangements to get some help out there. And there is help available, but it's up to you. So we do wish you the best luck. We hope we don't ever see you in here in that orange t-shirt again. And hopefully you'll be able to return to the community and not be back in DOC. So this is your hearing, sir, and would you just lay the phone down?
I got one question real quick. You said we release dates March what, 24th?
According to paperwork, we have March 24th of 2019.
About
54
days?
Or 54 or 55 days.
All right.
All right, we do wish you the best luck, sir.